Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Saturday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna. Today is Saturday, May 30th, 2020, and we are broadcasting live from the fairly warm, pretty hot, how about that, city of Atlanta. And this evening, our Be Encouraged series continues, and we will celebrate and remember Gwen. So stay tuned. And so you can join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894. Or if you prefer to just send us an email, you can do that. Send it to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. That's MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Okay? First of all, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I know we have listeners of all ages, and you may be listening for the first time, so I certainly want to practice good etiquette myself by answering that question, okay? So etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And I don't know if that's what you want, but it's certainly what I'd like. Etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket. And Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So if you don't necessarily remember the backstory, just remember to simply mind your manners. But I always want to applaud Charles I and II. Okay, so once again, welcome. And I am not quite sure, and we're looking at some our mics, so I want to make sure that you were able to hear me as I introduce the show. Hopefully, we're not real sure. We've got a couple things blinking here, but no worries. Again, in case you did not, this is Donna. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'll be celebrating Gwen. Our Be Encouraged series continues. In fact, I have a piece that I read by her that I will be also reading called Wendy Says Don't Be Discouraged, okay? Well, I wanted to tell you a little bit about why I wanted to do this particular show as a way of encouraging, okay, because I read this particular piece, I was encouraged, and I've been doing the Be Encouraged show. I think this is our 19th or 20th episode, I do believe it's our 19th episode. And so many times when you are the one that continues to encourage, you need to be encouraged as well. So I'm going to tell you about that piece. Let me bring on, however, I want to bring on Anthony. And let's see. And Anthony is co-hosting with me this evening. Anthony?
Yes. Can you
happy
hear me?
Saturday to you. Yeah, I can. Happy Saturday. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Happy Saturday to you and all the listeners. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, it is a pleasure. I've been looking forward to this show. I'm excited about it because we're going to talk about, you know, celebrating your sister's win. So I'm really excited about that. I was getting some signals here when I started. I don't know if you actually heard the intro to the show. Did you? Or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. We had some things blinking here, so I wasn't quite sure. So that's wonderful. Well, listen, so again, I will be reading from Gwendy Says, Don't Be Discouraged. So you all get ready for that because you're going to really enjoy it. But you know what? I really, you know, many times when, and Anthony, you'll probably agree, many times, and this is just pretty much everybody, I do believe, many times when the anniversaries come around of our loved ones, and we just kind of sometimes subconsciously know it's going to come up maybe in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or in a month, and sometimes we have an expectation, I think, or just kind of assume on that day, that anniversary date of their passing, that, okay, this, I know it's going to be a depressing day, it's going to be a bad day or a sad day or something like that. And I know I've gone through that myself. So what I wanted to offer in doing this show is an alternative to look, you know, as you look forward or look to that day, to be able to celebrate in any way possible the positive, the good memories, the fun or comical things that you remember about that person. And of course, you know, by doing that, it certainly does not take away from the impact that they had on our lives when we, you know, when we want to remember them in like real positive ways. And what do you think about that?
I agree fully with you on that because when we lose someone or something that is important to us, you know, whether it's a family member or sometimes a pet, they brought us joy at some point and in some way in our lives. And so I'm very happy that this is an opportunity to remember Gwen. It's an opportunity to, again, share something that through her essay, through this writing that you'll be reading, it's a basic time in her life, an experience that she had. And so she wrote this essay probably in her 50s. You know, she was, you know, had she was older, but it was about something that happened during childhood. And the purpose, as we will find out, is to not get discouraged or to be encouraged. And so, again, when you do that reading, it's a fun way that she lives on. And not just Gwen, you know, I know her personally, but, you know, most of the listeners don't know her personally. But, again, it's not whether you knew her or not, but, again, it's a principle. It's uplifting in what she had to say in a very short essay about not being discouraged. And so that's the actual theme of not being discouraged, because we're all going through something at some time, and particularly at this point, different things going on with, you know, with the in our community, whether it's in your family, whether it's on a national level or world level, and everybody knows that we're dealing with the coronavirus, and we're down, whether you're not working or, but whatever is the case, it's good to not get discouraged, because we'll progress beyond this place that we are right now. I mean, at the time you're going through something, it seems like you're totally encompassed with that. But if we just have faith, we have encouragement and encouraging words, and, of course, encouraging people around us, whether it's family, friends, or if your faith allows you to, or you are a believer, then your faith will also help you get through it. So, again, to be encouraged is what we need to do.
Absolutely. And I tell you, when I was reading, because I've read this several times, and I just happened to have been reading it on Tuesday, and then it just hit me. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, don't be discouraged. I said, this is just perfect for me right now to be encouraged. And I tell you, when I read it, I was very much encouraged. And I'm sure the listeners are thinking, okay, can you read it already? So I am going to go ahead and read this. And certainly, and we hope, you know, friends and family will certainly be calling in. So free to do that, please. And that number is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. And we'll certainly look forward to you calling in and sharing. So it begins like this. It's called Gwendy Says, Don't Be Discouraged. In summer 1958, when Gwendy was around 5 years old and her granddaddy was around 66 years old, he began teaching her how to cook. Granddaddy would pour water into a wash pan. He'd prompt her to wash her hands. Then he would put an apron on her to keep her play clothes clean. He'd pick her up and sit her on a tall stool at the kitchen cooking counter. Gwendy asked, Granddaddy, who taught you how to cook? Granddaddy's answer was, yeah, I had to teach my own self how to cook because Mommy used to go off to work for those white folks early in the morning and be gone all day, and me and Jim had to take care of ourselves. Gwendy always remembered the first food item he taught her to cook. Granddaddy said, yeah, I'm going to teach you how to make a molasses cake. He instructed her every step of the way to make the cake. Gwendy measured out flour that seemed to get all over her face and hands, milk, molasses, eggs, baking powder, soda, and a pinch of salt. From that Saturday morning, Gwendy always liked cooking and felt comfortable in the kitchen. She had a knack for cooking. When Gwendy got a little older, her favorite class in elementary school was home economics, food class. Clothing class was the other half of home economics. Mrs. Whittington was Gwendy's home ec teacher. Gwendy was an excellent A student in foods class. Gwendy's best friend, Karen, was in her class. Karen was equally as good at sewing as cooking. Gwendy strived to sew as well as her best friend. Their first sewing project won the right pocket embroidered apron. When it was completed, it was a white cotton apron with embroidered red flowers, green stems, leaves, and yellow letters that read Gwendy. The second project was the sleeveless jewel neck blouse. Mrs. Whittington took her class step by step through the completion of the blouse. Together, Karen and Gwendy discussed their plans of going out to buy their pattern and fabric with their mom. When they got back to school on the following Monday, Karen and Gwendy showed each other what they had selected by laying all that they had bought out on the table. Karen had chosen a tiny rose floral print fabric. Gwendy had chosen a pastel pink solid fabric. Gwendy worked hard on her blouse. As the weeks rolled by in the semester, Karen and Gwendy's homeroom teacher had given their homeroom class a note to take home inviting their parents to open house. To Gwendy's amazement, Mrs. Whittington told her that she had won first place on the blouse competition in their class, and her blouse would be exhibited. Mrs. Whittington said, Gwendy, the only thing I want you to do is to take the blouse home and press it. Then we can put it on display for everyone to see when they come for open house. Gwendy became so excited at the good news. All her hard work had paid off. She wanted her daddy to go to open house to see what she had accomplished. Gwendy took her blouse home. Gwendy said, Mama, I need to learn how to iron because Miss Whittington told me to iron out all the wrinkles in my blouse because I won first place on my blouse, and she said she's going to put it in the glass showcase in the hallway right outside the home economics room for everybody to see it when they go to open house. Gwendy had never ironed anything. Her mother took out the big ironing board. Gwendy had watched her do that so many times before, but she still didn't understand how to make it stand up. Gwendy's mother set up everything she needed. She plugged in the iron and set the temperature too. She put a little bowl of water out to sprinkle the blouse down with. Her mom explained exactly how to iron. Her mom left the kitchen where everything was set up at. Gwendy began to press the blouse just the way she was instructed. She wanted her blouse to look perfect. She kept going over every little tiny wrinkle until she smelled something and a brown spot appeared. Gwendy wondered, what is that and where did it come from? Gwendy used a wet washcloth to rub out the brown spot, but she rubbed a hole in it. Gwendy went into the living room and told her mother what had happened. Her mother said, Gwendy, you scorched your blouse. Gwendy said, Mama, I tried to wash it out. Her mom said, Gwendy, you can't wash out a scorch. Then Gwendy said, I know, I punched a hole in it. Her mother repeated, you punched a hole in your blouse. You'll never get to wear your blouse. How are you going to put it on display for open house? Gwendy said, I don't know. Gwendy didn't know what to do, but what she knew is that she had worked hard on her blouse and she had won the classroom competition. She wanted her blouse on display even if the brown hole was right in front of the right side. When Gwendy was in bed that night, she talked to the Lord about it. Things always seemed to work out right when she did that. When she got up for school the next morning, she wasn't worried about the blouse. She knew what she knew that she was going to do when she got to her home ec class. She went straight to Mrs. Whittington's desk with her blouse in her hand. Privately, she showed her blouse to Mrs. Whittington and explained to her what had happened. She didn't want anyone, not even her best friend Karen, to know about the hole in her blouse. Gwendy hoped she wouldn't disqualify her just because there was a big brown hole in the front of her blouse. Mrs. Whittington listened carefully to what Gwendy told her. Mrs. Whittington said, don't get discouraged, Gwendy. We'll put the blue ribbon right over the brown scorch, and no one will ever know. Now, I believe that truly deserves an applause because Anthony, this just absolutely amazing, and couldn't you just see yourself? Because I could just see myself in the classroom with her and just watching all of that.
Yes, it's so moving. This story, this essay that Gwen wrote maybe 10 years ago, I think it was May of 2010. And you know, Gwen is my older sister. There's 12 years between us, and it was around that time that I first heard this story. As adults, you know, there's so many experiences we have, and when she told me this story, it was moving, it was cute. And then she did a lot of writing, maybe about 10 or 12 years ago, and she did a lot of writing, and she shared that story with me, and I just felt, because I were related, I should have known about it. But again, sometimes when we get older, we think about our childhoods. And more importantly, with this particular story and what I think Gwen was trying to portray is that don't be discouraged. It's not so much, when you're young, when you're going through something, you don't know how you're going to get out of it or how you're going to remedy your problem, especially if you work hard for something. And sometimes what we struggle so much with, someone has an answer, you know, again, whether it's, your mom or an adult or some figure that has your best interests can help you through these difficult situations. So again, even though this was a story about Gwendy in middle school, it also pertains to every one of us as adults. Again, as we have these challenges with our jobs, in relationships, and things like that, that, you know, there are brighter days ahead. You know, we just have to have faith. And also, there are those people around us that support us and give us encouragement. And again, Ms. Whittington, Gwen's teacher, instantly had a solution for what probably kept Gwen up at night, you know. And so likewise, in our own lives, there are those things that we deal with. And when we look back on them, you say, oh, that was, I remember 20 years ago or 30 years ago, if you're old enough to have had memories from that far back or even longer, what was so pivotal in your life at the time, and you just wonder, what am I going to do, or how can I get around this, how can I solve this problem? We are sometimes given that answer, and we receive that answer. And when we look back at it, we say, oh, that was, it was not as big a deal, or it was at the time, but again, through faith or through words of encouragement, and even through this essay, you know, that as Gwendy was just writing her memoirs and essays about just, you know, her experiences in school. And it's something I'm sure that stood out to her because, again, it may not seem like a whole lot when you, you know, to us, but it is encouraging because it's something that was so maybe devastating at the time that she remembers that even into adulthood. So I'm so glad to that you were able to use this particular essay about her experience and also to encourage others, because I'm sure we have all had experiences like this. As I said, if you live, you're going to have some valleys that you go through, and we have to have patience. Again, if you're a person of faith, you pray about your situation, and I believe all things will work out, you know, for the good and for the better. We just have to be patient and allow ourselves to be encouraged instead of discouraged.
Absolutely. And mentioning faith, when she went to bed and she said when she talked to the Lord about it, then she didn't worry about it. But when she woke up, she just knew. You know, she knew that it was going to be okay at that point. I thought that was beautiful. In case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. And we just completed reading one of Gwen's essays, Don't Get Discouraged. And I tell you, if you all were discouraged, I'm sure this encouraged you as it encouraged myself when I read it. And I've read it several times, but it's just amazing. I'm going to start going to the phone and picking up some callers. And callers, thank you so much for being patient. I will identify you by the last four digits in your phone, and you'll know that I am referring to you. So I'm going to pick up first extension 2534. 2534, hello. Hello? Okay, I'll circle back in just a moment. They could be just listening, but I'll go ahead and circle back in just a moment. Let me try picking up extension 3504. 3504, hello?
Hello?
Hello, hi there.
Hello, this is your Aunt Hazel Butler.
Well, hi.
Hey, Aunt Hazel, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yes, I enjoyed so much. Sure did enjoy you all so much.
Thank y'all for reaching out to us, and we have a great day, and thank y'all so much. I tell you what, this day has been a real blessing, and we needed that for y'all to reach out to us and everything, and your flower will never be forgotten.
Thank you. All right. Oh, what a pleasure. And we're talking I don't know if you all were able to hear, but I think you may have heard me read one of the essays that Gwen wrote. Did you hear me read that?
Yes.
Wasn't that amazing?
I know it's a blessing. Letting you know how the Lord answers prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And is there anything that you all would like to share about her that you enjoy?
Amy, I would just like to share that she came down one time, maybe, what year was that?
I can't really recall
at that time, but she came down. We were living over in Wynn, Alabama, and we were staying on a trailer. And she came down, and we was, they were staying in that family house, and we went out to church. The name was, the pastor's name was Reverend Edward, and we had a church, and she liked that sermon so much that he preached. And man, she was talking about going back to that church, amen, and I tell you, we had a good time in the Lord. And she talked like she enjoyed it, and they testified, and they did a little that. The Reverend Adam Roy Pugh, he preached the word, and then we were there, and then at that time, maybe I was younger, and we were younger, and we would get out there, and we would dance and do run, and I tell you, we had a time, and it was, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, glory, glory, I tell you what, I think about them times sometimes, now I think about the old days, you know, that when we were born in church, enjoy the Lord, you know. I tell you what, you don't want to find too much of that now because people are burning down and some are worried and some are, the bills are getting behind and they're going through a lot of sickness and death, you know. But we be praying for a lot of the coronavirus patients and some have been deceased and everything. We be praying that the Lord will comfort them and make it okay and soon get them back on track, you know, because this is a time now that we really standing in need of prayer and we're going to need the Lord. But to comfort our burden. But I thank the Lord, I tell you that my next birthday, I will be June the 26th. I will be 69, and I'm still kicking, you know. I can still mow the grass and do rides. I can mow the grass, and I can go to town and pay bills. And I tell you, I can still cut a step every night.
Amen.
That's all right. I like that.
Thank you. Amen.
Anthony, do you want to say anything?
Well, I thank y'all for reaching out to us and
it's
everything.
Cheers and blessings.
Amen. Continue on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I enjoy that part when made that apron and everything, and she thought that the apron was destroyed, but guess what? They put that ribbon on that apron and made that apron visible. I tell you, God is so good. And his
Yes. Go ahead, Anthony.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just enjoying listening to Chester.
Yes. Yeah, that's wonderful. That means he'll work it out, right?
Amen. Yes, God worked it out for us.
Yes,
amen.
He did.
He done, I know he done said enough, but the one that don't know Gwen, that's a nickname, but that's the Anthony's sister.
Yeah, we know Gwen.
She has deceased. That's Anthony's sister. Called Gwen, but one of them.
We have went out and ate in Mobile and everything.
Yes, she was the oldest of four. And again, for those that may not know, I was sharing her essay of Don't Get Discouraged. And I guess I could share something else that maybe we can all identify with. Again, this is more on a personal level, but, you know, if you have a sibling or you know, for those of us that have older sisters and brothers, which I had, I was the youngest, I also remember fond memories. There were four of us. As I said, Gwen was the oldest. I was the youngest. And there's about 12 years between us. But I remember when she was still staying in the house before she got married. I oftentimes, if my dad corrected me or scolded me, just, you know, I was kind of sensitive. You know, it would hurt my feelings. And I was quick to cry. You know, and I was 3, 4, 5 years old. And what I remember also about my older sibling or about Gwen was I had two places that I would seek refuge. So if my dad scolded me for something, I didn't do something right or I'd tear up. And first place I'd run would be either my mom, but oftentimes I would run and get up, sit up under Gwen. You know, I remember that just because, it was a place of refuge. You know, when my feelings were hurt, you know, I was 3 and she was 15, and, you know, you go look for somebody to hug up on or somebody to, you know, to kind of give you encouragement and make you feel good and wipe your tears. And so Gwen was always that refuge for me, you know. And so, again, it's really so nice to be able to remember. I'm sure, again, other listeners may have had similar experiences. As I said, if you're the oldest, maybe it's a little different, but if you got older sisters and brothers, sometimes you go to them as refuge. They give you encouragement. And Gwen was that refuge for me, you know, sometimes when my feelings were hurt, you know, so.
That's really sweet.
Amen.
And so, and thank you all so much. We're so glad that you all called to share. We're so glad that you called to share.
Okay. Well, do you have the number? 251-275-89.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe they would like to say something.
Say that number again.
251-275-9998. That's all. I'm a friend, Lillian Chapman and Diane and Sandra. They would like to say something.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are they there with you?
No, they at home.
Okay.
I thought maybe, you know.
No worries. Yeah. We have other callers. I'm going to see. Maybe they could have called too. So I'm going to see. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
We enjoy. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. All right. That was wonderful. They are such precious people, Anthony, Hazel, and Chester.
Yeah, they are. Yes.
Certainly are. All right. Let me go back and see. Extension 2534. Hello. Hello? 2534? Okay. All right. So, but anyway, Anthony, and if you all are still wanting to call, feel free to call in 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. take a quick break, and we'll be right back. So you all can certainly feel free to give us a call. We'll be right back in just a moment, okay?
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. Hire Miss Donna's voice. This video is for parents and grandparents and for you, because you want your baby to thrive. For a baby, touch is talk. Touch is the most developed sense a small baby has. Skin-to-skin contact is a powerful way to communicate with your baby before your baby can talk to you. Give your baby the gift of feeling deeply connected to you. Give them a baby massage. Create a deep and lasting bond.
Congratulations, Etiquette Lady, on your show's 12th year anniversary. You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back, and you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may have heard this theme. Some of you may have recognized the theme song that we played just a moment ago. We are family. And so we are family this evening. We are celebrating our family and one of our family members who has encouraged us. And we're hoping that from this conversation that you hear with us this evening, that you too will be encouraged. In case you just joined the show late, no worries. You can still give us a call at 516-418-5894. And again, if you did join late, no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. And if you did come on late, we certainly hope that you will do that. I know that you will be encouraged. So, Anthony, we're going to go back to the phone, okay, and see if we can pick up on another caller. And callers, I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and then you'll know that I am referring and speaking to you, okay? So extension 2482, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can. Happy Saturday to you.
Happy Saturday to the both of y'all as well. My name is Eva, and I knew Gwen for a long time. I have two of her granddaughters, and she was a very positive person. And with you reading that, it brought a smile to my face today. And I really appreciate that. I loved her writing. She wrote so much, and she shared a lot of knowledge. So, you know,
thank
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for calling in to share. And, yeah, she did a lot of writing, and, I mean, it's just – amazing. In fact, when she came, she called me. It was back in 2010, and she told me, you know, I can't remember if she called me. She was here already. She may have been, she may have just arrived in Atlanta, I think. And so when she told me she was here, I was like, oh my. So she told me she was here for, there was a gospel music festival, conference and festival over at, World Changers Church, and she told me she was in town for that, and so I just totally rearranged my schedule. Mm-hmm. I certainly did want to see her, so I had an opportunity to see her at that time. In fact, I ended up going to the conference with her for those couple of days. It was just, it was wonderful. It was so wonderful, and then that's when she showed me she had written a book. And she showed it to me, and I said, wow. And I had a copy with my a copy of mine with myself. So we had our own little private book signing. So we signed each other's book and just kind of looked through it. And that was just such a wonderful time that I will never forget. And I often, you know, I love reading her writing. And mm-hmm. it was just absolutely amazing, absolutely amazing.
She wrote music too. She was really talented, you know, and you know, just to be able to do that and then on top of that be positive and not be discouraged with all the negative that's going on around us, you know. She was just able to be so positive. For example, my daughter Ayana, which is the oldest girl I have, she taught her piano, had her go to piano lessons here at Butler University, and there was plenty of times that Ayana was like, I can't do this, I don't know how to do this, and she went and got her a keyboard to help her so she knew how to do it. She was like, you want to know how to do this. It's okay. You practice and you can do it. And Ayana practiced and practiced and practiced, and guess what? She nailed it.
Wow. How nice. That is so nice. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize she wrote music as well. So, wow.
Yes.
It's also interesting that as we bring up Gwen's talents, something I like to share, again, I'm Anthony, her youngest brother, and Gwen decided at about 50 years of age that she wanted to play the piano. And myself, I grew up, I played guitar, I still play guitar a little now, and I'm somewhat self-taught. But I remember her telling me this, and I thought to myself, I'm thinking, well, I know a lot of people say that, and I'm sure we've heard people say, especially when we reach adulthood, you have so many things going on, and it's not always easy to learn new languages, a musical instrument, you know, as you get older. You just don't remember as well. You know, kids can learn things so quickly, and they remember them. And so, again, I remember Gwen saying, I'm going to learn to play the piano, you know, because she was really into the church at the time, and I guess she wanted to play. And, I thought to myself, I'm never going to be discouraging to anyone, but I just thought, well, I've heard that so many times before. I've even helped people that wanted to pick up the guitar or the bass, and I give them some instruction, and then after a month or two, it dies off. And so with Gwen, she not only just said, I want to learn to play the piano, she went over to Butler University, which is a private university here in Indianapolis, and it's a liberal arts school. They have a really good pharmacy program and a music program, and we grew up just a block away from the campus in Indianapolis. And, again, she decided she was going to learn to play the piano over at university. I'm thinking, I guess she's going to learn classical. And so, again, I bring this up because she was either 50 or 51, and so she goes over and enrolls, and she bought a piano, and she started taking just the basics. And so, you know, we go a couple months, and I'm thinking, okay, let's see where she's at 6 months from now. 6 months, she's still at it, and she's very excited about it. 6 months, a year into it. And she was always so excited to tell me what she had learned. And not just to learn to play a song, but she was even learning scales and all the theory that was involved. And I was amazed. So I'm watching her develop over these years. And she said, okay, I have a recital. And she did recitals. And she would even tell me that most of the time there were kids there, like, you know, kids learning at, you know, 6 or 8 or 10 years old. And here she is, a grandmother. And she wanted, and she did. She learned to play the piano, not just by ear, but she was reading music out of books, you know, classical pieces.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was extremely rare. But Gwen was, she's very dedicated, and when she was passionate about something, she was very focused and dedicated to it. And so she learned to play. And as you mentioned, Donna, when she came to Atlanta. She wanted to go to, I think, I don't remember the details, but she did want to go to like a gospel concert. And at that point, her skills had improved. And again, I enjoyed listening to her play. And so it's really nice to hear the story from Eva about Gwen's granddaughters, which I didn't know that myself, that again, she was instructing Ayana, you know, to play. But again, this series we're doing today about don't get discouraged, you know, or we could also say, Donna, your series is be encouraged. And so, again, I'm glad to have the opportunity and to that you were able to use one of Gwen's writings. Again, she loved to write. She loved to play music. She loved to write music. And, again, she's given us this essay that we were able to hear today that offers encouragement to everyone, again, because of a lot of the things that are going on in the world around us. And I think we all can say on a global level that this coronavirus just has changed the way we live. And it has sometimes, I'm sure, affected people in a way that, you know, they're worried about their bills. They're worried about their health. And even myself, I need encouragement. I work in healthcare, and I'll tell you that my experience is even, you know, I love my job. I've worked in radiology and MRI for about 35 years, and I find myself, you know, when this first came about 3 months ago, I was a little anxiety going to work. You know, it's real, and so we need encouragement in a lot of different ways. We need prayer. Again, Gwen's writing has been it's uplifting. It's uplifting that it gives us encouragement, and so I'm glad again to share my experiences with everyone, and also with you, Donna and Eva. I'm glad to have heard your experience with Gwen, as well as Chester and Hazel. And again, any listeners out there, again, it's good to have family around you. It's good to have words of encouragement. It's good to read those stories of, you know, again, like the one Gwen had written about her childhood. It seems so simple, but when you read it, it's like you have your loved ones there. You know, you can, it's uplifting. It's not a sad.
You can feel the presence.
Yes.
You can feel the presence.
Mm-hmm. Right. They live in us. Yes, they live in us. So,
absolutely.
So I'm glad to share my experiences. Yes.
And what a wonderful legacy.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show on the line. Thank you.
Well, oh, I thank you so much for calling in to share. Certainly do appreciate it. And please say hello to the granddaughters.
I will. I'll let them. I'll tell them. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a great evening, okay?
You too. Bye-bye, y'all.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay. And in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are having a wonderful conversation. We're remembering and we're celebrating Gwen Joyce, her actual full name is Gwendolyn Joyce Chapman. So we are remembering and celebrating her and just discussing some of her legacy. So, Anthony, I'm going to go back to the phone line. We have some more callers that have come on. And thank you all for your patience as well. We certainly plan to try to get through all of you. If you're just listening, feel free to give us a call, 516-418-5894. I'm going to go to the line here. It's extension 8418. Extension 8418. Hello.
Hello.
Well, hello,
This is your brother.
Hi, brother. Brother Lawrence.
Hey. How you doing? I heard Anthony. I just saw Anthony a couple years ago. It was nice to see him and to speak with him. I've really enjoyed everything, all the input that was received today. As you know, I'm a soldier. A lot of years, but the last the thing I remember about Gwen and Eddie actually, that's when we were younger. But we used to play just like we were all sisters and brothers, and it's just used to love it, man. I did. But I'm not gonna take up too much time. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that you're honoring her, because it's well worth it. She's a beautiful person, a beautiful spirit, and a beautiful cousin. And I just want everybody to know that. I heard my Uncle Chester, my Aunt Hazel, and a lot of other people. It's just been beautiful. It's a beautiful thing you put together, Donna, and I really appreciate it.
Well, we certainly appreciate you calling to offer, your input. Because I know, like you said, you guys are like sisters and brothers, all of you. Yeah, all the older ones. You all were the older ones. Anthony and I were the younger ones, right?
Right.
You guys were babies back then, and I'm pushing 70.
Ooh, wow, yeah.
I was just saying I appreciate his kind words. You know, it's good hearing you. Good hearing you, cuz. Yeah.
It's good hearing you, Anthony. It was good seeing you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
More so than hearing you, was beautiful seeing you. It really was. Kind of took me back a little bit, so it was great, and I appreciate that.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Yes. Thank you and Ernie, your wife. Yes.
Oh, okay. Everything is always open to you. When you're ever up in this area, just say I'm on my way.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, I will certainly, yeah. I'm up that way again, I'll certainly look check in on you.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Donna,
so
I'm not going to take up all your time. So, you know, I could get winded, but I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
I don't
want to.
Pardon me. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Okay. Okay. I think he. We're here, but I don't know if he still can hear us or not.
Hello?
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 We can hear you, but I don't think you hear us. Yeah.
Oh, I can hear you guys now. I don't know, must have been the issues that we had yesterday. But it's nice hearing from everybody, and I really appreciate it. It's an honor to be able to honor Gwen. She's a special person. Like I said before, we grew up and then we separated, and you know, when you separate, special. Like I said, I was a military guy and didn't get home too much, didn't see too many people. You know, once you separate, then it's kind of hard until you really get the reality of what's going on. But it was just a beautiful childhood. Just a beautiful person. I just loved everything about her and your brother Eddie. You know, just beautiful people.
Yes. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, we thank you again for calling in and sharing. And yeah,
thank
she's
you.
Absolutely beautiful person. All right, and we'll talk
absolutely.
Soon.
Okay, babe.
Okay, all right. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Eddie, so, or Anthony, rather.
Yes.
We're going to see if we can pick up some additional callers that we have on. And thank you all for calling, and thank you for your patience as we get to you. Again, I'll identify your line by saying your last four digits. So 5917, extension 5917. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Hello, Stephanie.
I didn't know if you could hear me or not.
Now we can.
I'm
yeah,
not really sure
you?
What to say, but I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm really thankful that you're having this broadcast about Gwen. And I guess everyone sees the same qualities that I did. Like Eva was mentioning how she well, to me, she was kind of like a little bit of a perfectionist, but she had a lot of talents, like the writing, music. But the thing that was so neat about it was she wasn't trying to do this to get fame or notice. These were things that she was working on for herself, for self-improvement. And she also exhibited good qualities to her granddaughters. The family was so important to her. And so I'm really glad that you read the story. She had other stories similar to that about her childhood. And it's just really neat to talk about the good times, the positive wins, the things that made her special and different. And she really brought a lot of joy to my life. So I'm glad that you're sharing these things with people that don't even know her. So thank you.
Yeah. And for and listeners, this Stephanie is Gwen and Anthony's sister. And so in case you all don't
know. I guess I didn't introduce myself. I just started talking.
No worries whatsoever. No worry. I'm just glad you called in. It's just so so amazing because I continue, as I'm listening to everyone speak, I'm continuing to learn more things about her. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's really, yeah. It is amazing. Yeah, it's so amazing. And we had a great time when she was here. And I didn't know she, right, at the time, I didn't even know she wrote music. You know, I never knew that. And
she did all that when she started taking the piano lessons at Butler. She told me that she wanted to play the piano since she was like 5. And she said after Mama started having more children, it was like, well, I can't really ask her, can I have piano lessons, you know, trying to raise other children and stuff. So that was a goal or desire of hers that she passed since she was a little girl, and she made it happen. So that was really neat to go ahead, and although she was in her 50s, she still took care of a dream that she had. So that was really nice.
And so for those of you out there that are thinking that maybe if you're 40 or 45 or 50, it's too late to reach out to try to fulfill your dream. But you just heard for yourself, that's so not true. So you're never too old to go after exactly what it is you want, especially some of those childhood dreams. You don't have to, you know, think just because, well, I'm grown up now and I wanted to do that when I was little and it's too late. So that, and this is a prime example, and especially something, you know, like music, because I know I took piano lessons when I was younger, but I didn't appreciate the piano lessons because I played more by ear, and so I had a challenge of playing, you know, music and reading the music. So I had a challenge with doing that. So, wow,
right.
I definitely admire that,
mm-hmm.
that quality in her. So, and I'm sure
right.
you're being encouraged now. You know, we stay on the show, we try to make sure we uplift
mm-hmm.
and encourage and inspire. So that's what we're doing. In case you all are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. It's part of our Be Encouraged series. We are honoring and celebrating our cousin, Gwendolyn.
Incredible.
And so glad to hear. So good to hear from you, too, Stephanie. We'll certainly have to definitely stay in touch.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, this
yeah.
is a really nice and enjoyable show. So, yeah, Eddie and Rhonda, when they came on your show, they said they really enjoyed themselves too. So you keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
All the
oh,
positive.
Yes, you try to certainly encourage. And there's so much negative, you know, information out there and in the news. And so try to, with this series, try to make sure that at least our listeners can take a little break from the news because there's so much negative news. And so they know they can always come to our show and hear something that is going to, you know, uplift them. So that really the point from this, especially this series of Be Encouraged. But it
right.
was just so amazing how when I went back and read her writing on Don't Get Discouraged, and I've read it several times, but it was so amazing. It hit me that day. It was Tuesday, and I was like, oh my God, don't get discouraged. So that means be encouraged. So this is perfect. You know, I definitely want people to
right.
know who wrote that, and I was encouraged myself. So I always want to share, you know, share your encouragement. In fact, I tell people too, my definition of encouraging is to take a little bit of your courage and give it to someone you know who needs to be encouraged. So that's my definition of when you're encouraging someone. So you do
right.
that for them, and then they will, too, be encouraged as well. So certainly do appreciate that, Stephanie. And is there anything else you want to share with us?
No, I just had to say something before you guys left the air, and thank you again.
Wonderful. Oh, it's just a pleasure. It is a pleasure. And for those of you that may have just joined us, you joined us a little late, and that's no worries. You'll be able to go back and listen to this show in its entirety. Again, Stephanie, thank you for you know, taking time to call in and share, okay?
Okay. Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right. Bye now.
No.
Okay. Anthony?
Yes. So
wonderful.
I'm learning new stuff. We'll have to talk later, but I didn't know you played the piano at some point or took lessons.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I did not know that. I had, you know, I'm like, wow, I didn't know you had it. And also, as I listened to Stephanie, my sister, mentioned that I didn't know that my older sister, I didn't know that she wanted to play the piano from childhood. And you know, again, maybe that was her motivation. That was her encouragement. I mean, it's at a time, you know, when you raise your kids and you get more comfortable, you're like, okay, that's what I wanted to do 40 years ago. And so that's good to know. It's good to, you know, talk to your family sometime and you learn these things that you didn't know. But again, I'm thanking you. I'm just enjoying this. And again, for other listeners that don't know Gwen, it's important to have encouraging figures around you and positive energy to acknowledge our blessings. I think, too, as I age, I'm 56, what I have really noticed through aging is when I see kids that I went to school with and high school with or just that I know from way back, I'm so glad to see them. It's kind of hard to explain. When you're younger, you don't care. You have your friends. You do what you do. But I think as we get older, we're just glad to be when you're in decent health or good health that you can get out and about and you see someone you know from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, it's a delight to see them say, hey, I remember you from way back when. So the things we appreciate as we get older are also encouraging. You know, again, just to see someone from a class reunion, you know, I feel happy. You know, it's a joyful spirit, I guess. But again, we need to encourage one another, you know, with all that goes on around us. Need to be positive. You know, again, these 2 months that we've kind of been quarantined and shut in, you know, it's maybe to some it's like being in solitary. you can't get out and hug your loved ones or whether we have family and extended care facilities, you know, they have us isolated, but we even have to be encouraged and encouraging to others that we love them. You know, we have to give them encouraging and positive words because sometimes people are going through things and we're unaware of it. They may look fine on the outside, but it's good to check on our family and our loved ones. And that's, again, as a part of this series you're doing, Donna, be encouraged is to encourage those that we, whether our family, our coworkers, and we need to be there for one another to give encouragement. And so again, I thank you for doing this series.
Oh, it is just a pleasure. I do want to read an email that we received, and it says, Ms. Donna, thanks for the show. I will celebrate my loved ones who have passed instead of being depressed. And this comes from Kathleen in Atlanta. Oh, Kathleen, thank you for sharing that. And I'm just so glad that that you will do that. And of course, we mentioned at the onset of the show that, you know, sometimes when those dates come around, whether it's the date that they actually, you know, was actually promoted to heaven or whether it's their birthday or could be Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever that holiday is that reminds us of them. And we just remember, we mentioned at the beginning of the show to really to kind of take a different mindset if you can and just to celebrate and think about the fun things and the funny things and the heart, you know, the kind of lighthearted things that that you did with this person and what they meant, and so it's just wonderful. So I'm glad that you did. You spent well. Wow. Well, Anthony, it has been a pleasure with you co-hosting with me to honor.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for having me.
I'm so excited. And again, listeners, if you in the event that you did join us a little late, no worries. You will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. And I'm going to encourage you to, you know, send this link or let people know that you know, because I think they will be encouraged to be able to go back and to listen to this broadcast. And that is certainly what we want, is to continue to encouraging everyone. So, and once again, thank you all so much for listening to the show. We certainly appreciate it. Those of you, you know, who called in to share, oh, we so appreciate that. Those of you that tune in, you know, each time we have a show. And our shows are generally on Sundays, but since we've been doing the Be Encouraged series for the majority of the, I think, 3 months that we've been doing these, we have been sometimes averaging 2 to 3 shows per week. And that's just to keep, you know, addressing what's going on and give you some kind of diversion from a lot of the bad news you're hearing about, especially surrounding the corona. Virus, and we know that is going on, and so we just want to give you a little break so you can be encouraged from that. If you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, be sure to let us know. Oftentimes we will receive emails of ideas, and we try to do what we can to make sure that we get them on. And before we sign completely off, Anthony, I just want to give you the opportunity. I don't know if you had any final words you wanted to share, and I just wanted to take the time to do that. If you did, and if not, we'll go ahead and.
I think I've said my piece, and like I said, I want to thank you, but also for anybody that's listening. You know, you may not know Gwen, as she's been referred to in her essay writings, Gwendy. You know, when someone passes on, they still live within us, because it's oftentimes, if you've lost a loved one or a friend or someone that's close to you, you recall and you reflect on some of the things that they tell you that give you encouragement, you know, and so they still live on within us. And again, to read this writing that Gwen wrote, I mean, there's many writings, I mean, essays and things that she shared, they give me happiness and encouragement. You know, we can't change things always the way we want, but they're positive memories, they're encouragement. And again, I just hope that everyone out there that's listening, that you find some encouraging words to people around you, and, you know, hopefully it's reciprocated, but it pays to be positive, you know, to hold your head up. Even when things seem rough, oftentimes we go through some valleys and you look back on them, and a lot of times you think, wow, I can't believe I was, you know, losing a lot of sleep over that. I mean, there are things that are devastating, but sometimes even when we think back to our childhood and some of the things you go through with your friends, and most of the time, you look back and you say, that was not that big a deal, you know. But we just have to be encouraging. We have to be positive. And again, from that essay that Gwen wrote, you know, the teacher told her, even though she won first place on her blouse or her apron, and she worked hard to get the first place and to win the prize, but at the same time, she did something that resulted in the prize being damaged, and she thought she was not going to get the prize. But the teacher told her, hey, don't worry. You earned the first place ribbon, and we're going to put that first place ribbon right over that hole in your blouse. and that made everything better. And so, again, if we think about that that example, you know, that there are a lot of times in life that if we just encourage one another, we can be successful and achieve great success. But thank you again. That's all I have to say at this time.
That's wonderful. And I just want to say real quick, and of course people are going to definitely want to go back and listen to the story. I know exactly what happened because that used to happen to me too when you had water in the iron or you sprinkle it and then you're ironing and it's brown and it's scorched. So I was there, you know. I felt like I was there when she was ironing that because it was just so there because I remember doing that myself.
Yeah.
I remember doing that. All jokes aside, I remember doing that as an adult sometimes. You know, if you leave the water in the iron, sometimes what happens is, or it will kind of rust. And that's where that brown stuff comes from. And it's like, what? I can't believe this. So, yeah, as an adult, I'm like, I can't even believe I did that. And so, we when we go through stuff like that, we make it to the other side of it. But anyway, guys, I thank you all so much for listening this evening to our special show. And by the way, tomorrow, you're certainly welcome to tune in. We are going to be discussing, we're going to be shedding some light on domestic violence. And so we're going to be looking at, we have a therapist on looking from the clinical side. And then we have Pastor Williams will be back on. Most of you have probably heard him. He's going to be looking at this from the spiritual side as well. So certainly feel free to come back and join us tomorrow at 6:30, okay? Listen, be sure if you want to tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do this one person at a time. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that's just one of my many favorite Proverbs, and that's Proverbs 3:3. And treat others the way you want to be treated. That's a golden rule. That comes out of Matthew 7:12, okay? And once again, thank you all so much for spending part of your Saturday evening with us. I pray so much that you were uplifted. You were inspired, and you were encouraged listening to this episode. Thank you so much again, and we certainly do want you to stay safe, okay? And we're praying for you. Good night. Take care. God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.